With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump telling supporters at his Atlanta rally today, when he is elected, he'll put an end to the Biden economy and the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And the former president has agreed now to debate Kamala Harris Wednesday, September 4th. Only problem is, thus far, Harris has not indicated if she will take part. Also at SRNNews.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says since Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democrat nominee now, the Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
He says the Biden-friendly mainstream press has done a total 180.
Instead, now, of course, those same publications are just going to be lauding her to the nth degree and pretending as if she is the best politician out there, and they're already doing it.
A tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico has strengthened into Tropical Storm Debby. Forecasters say storm has maximum sustained winds right now of about 40 miles per hour. Authorities releasing the name of a Florida sheriff's deputy killed in what officers are calling an ambush Friday night. Lake County Sheriff says 28-year-old Master Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link was killed. This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is now in effect.
Pro-life leaders are applauding Iowa's new 6-week abortion ban, which went into effect Monday. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds said, quote, "There is no right more sacred than life." Marjorie Dannenfeltzer with SBA Pro-Life America called it a historic day for Iowa. There are now 18 states nationwide with a law in effect protecting unborn children who have a heartbeat. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Salvation Army providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people forced to flee their homes. One-third of the town's structures destroyed. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement officers as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. Experts say air conditioning is no longer a luxury, but something that is greatly needed when temperatures soar. Texas A&M University scientist Andrew Dessler says it's the people who don't have access to AC who pay the ultimate price.
It's people that live the hot life. These are the ones who are dying. People that work outside, people that can't air condition their house. They have one window air conditioner for their bedroom. That's their air conditioning. And so the rest of their house is really hot. It's really quite grim.
Patricia Solis is executive director of the Knowledge Exchange for Resilience at Arizona State University and says some parts of that state is brutally hot and a lot of people die.
That's because they're exposed to the elements more so than other types of housing.
More details at SRNNews.com.